is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble. Feel this
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Information's on the website. And you may listen live. You may listen on your smartphone. And you can go to usapreparers.com and click on Listen to Vincent. And that will take you to the live broadcast and the podcast, should you like to download them. By the way, I was talking with a member of GCN's team. And they said we are one of the most listened to broadcasts on the telephone lines that they have. So I want to thank our class for sharing this broadcast with friends and family and for being a member of USAPrepares.com. Thank you very much. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is producing the broadcast live in Minnesota at GCN. And today we're going to be talking about inside prison, the reality, with Mike Parsons. Welcome, Mike Parsons.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, Mike. Mike, it's great to have you on the broadcast. I just want to share with the class that you're a commercial pilot, a private pilot, a farmer. You're a Namenha, a Native American medicine man. You have Native American blood. And you're a USAPrepares.com instructor. I'm so glad you're with us. By the way, Mike, I've got a post on our website. And let's see. This post talks about the Nazi flag, the Confederate flag, and the Redskins logo. Do you take, as a Native American, do you take offense at the team name Redskins?
Not at all. I think that's just a diversionary tactic to try to draw people's focus away from the real issues. This comes up every so often when there's a lot going on in the media. They'll throw out this issue about the team, the Redskins or the Atlanta Braves. You know, the Memphis Chicks is a the former AA baseball team, a farm team for St. Louis, was Chicks was short for Chickamauga, which was a Native American nation indigenous to the area in northern Mississippi and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And no one has a problem with that name. And certainly when their mascot runs out, you know, the brave Indian who's very strong and capable and ready to fight and do battle, that shows honor and integrity amongst a nation of people who stood their ground and stepped out of line when necessary, as it were.
Yeah, and I like that term that you've coined, step out. Mike, I got on my screen in front of me an image of 1933 Pontiac. And on the hood ornament is Chief Pontiac. He is the hood ornament of the Pontiac Chief automobile. So I kind of think that would be an honor, wouldn't it?
I do. I agree with that wholeheartedly, and certainly it's no secret that the state of Tennessee is properly pronounced Tennessee. It is a Cherokee name, and most of the towns and counties throughout Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and the Carolinas, as well as Tennessee, their names are derived from Native American influence, and they're not just some oddity out there. And, you know, a lot of times people don't understand what the name stands for. Itawamba, Mississippi has a sign entering Itawamba County. Welcome to Itawamba, native name, but small town traditional values. So they're trying to distinguish themselves directly right on top of the fence that, yes, they support the original name and the original people, but yet we are proud to be true colonialist in every sense of the term of European descent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and whenever I meet a Native American for the first time, I apologize for all the damage we've done and for the theft we've undertaken.
There's no need for that, though. With all due respect, you had nothing to do with that. The people that were responsible for these atrocities were very few, and they relied on the ignorance and the stupidity of people following orders. And there are books that are written about the Trail of Tears. I have many in front of me where there's actual diaries taken from Union soldiers that were transporting them, and they spoke of the fact that the Native Americans, the Cherokee, didn't complain, didn't do anything. The women were very honorable. The men were very honorable. There was certainly cases in modern history where when people are in crisis, they freak out and they go crazy and they destroy their communities and kill each other. That was not the cultural way of the Native American. There was honor in even defeat, and certainly that is reflected in these letters, and I think it would do everyone a great deal of service to go back and read through these accounts to find out exactly the Native American way is the way of the origins of the founders of this country, because they didn't find it. It wasn't lost. It was already inhabited. And the Articles of Confederacy, and of course our very own Declaration of Independence, which references the matter of being endowed by our Creator. Not, it doesn't say God, it says Creator, with life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, because that was the verbatim declaration found in the Iroquois Confederacy's constitution that had been around for over 200 years. And of course that was from the Iroquois Confederacy was the civilized tribes of the East, the Oneida, the Cherokee, the Seminole, Blackfoot, and I believe Creek. And if I'm wrong, please correct me. But that's the origin. Oh, okay, my wife just corrected me, not Blackfoot. I married a full-blooded Irish woman who's a better student of history than myself in many cases. But the fact is that we are a peaceful people who want to be left alone and tend to our own affairs. That's the foundation of this country. Leave us alone, King George. Get out of our affairs. Go do your own thing. And we don't need a daddy. We don't need a king over us. We are independent. And, of course, it was the culture of the Native Americans who had never been slaves. All these other people, George Washington, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, they were born British subjects. They were born a slave to a king, to another man. They were under the dominion of another man, not the Native Americans. So when they grew up around the Native Americans, they learned quite quickly the concept of freedom and liberty. Being left alone was a good thing. And
Mike,
in those days, if you stood out of line, well, just like today, they come after you, they incarcerate you, and if need be, they put you in front of a wall and shoot you. So unless we all come together and have an awakening, this trend will continue, and I, for one, believe that we can educate our fellow man, we can have an awakening, and peacefully we can take back what is rightfully ours and send the tyrants to the 7-Eleven concrete caverns of West Tennessee State Prison and others throughout this country, and let them see how it is to have some time to think about their crimes.
Mike, you talk about ignorance and stupidity of people following orders, and naturally that triggered my thoughts to our previous broadcast on life inside prison when you were talking about the guards that just seem to follow orders. Are there guards in prison who don't follow orders? And if so, what happens to them?
Well, there are. and there are some that do not even acknowledge the policy manual, and they just run amok and do whatever they please, and for the most part, they're protected by the system. Then there are other guards who actually try to follow the policy, but yet when they see that there is a need for something in the way of humanity, they step out of line too. Now, those are the ones that never advance, but they have some integrity about them. And the few that I ran across that fit into that category, they were local homegrown people that lived in the community, and this was the only job. There was nothing else available, and they needed to be able to stay close to their family, single moms, single dads, and sometimes people that just didn't have the capacity or the means to drive long distances to go find a job in another county. And that's what you'll find across this country is most of these communities are counties that virtually have no jobs, no industry, except for the prison. And they do that by design. They run everything off because all they want is a closed shop so that they can control everyone. But, yes, there are officers that totally do whatever they want in many respects. And to the detriment of the inmates, unfortunately, that's where the abuses begin. Because if they actually followed the policy manual, it really wouldn't be that bad for most people. And certainly, with the exception of the law in Tennessee that allows them to actually do medical experimentation on the inmates, which they do, the policy manual verily, I would say, and I didn't have the ability to read all of it because that's the problem. You don't have access to all the rules and regulations that you're asked to sign off on when you first enter the building that you're going to follow. So how can you follow rules that you've never been apprised of? But there is actually a policy that says if you've never been apprised of that policy and the warden is required to read you all the rules, we know the warden is not going to read you all the rules. That's the grounds that you would argue on your appeal when you're punished. Of course, you're already punished. They take all your things and they throw them in a buggy, a laundry buggy, and they take them with you to the hole, and then the guards go through your things, and they sift out the things that they want, and they steal them from you, such as your food, any appliances that you might buy for yourself on commissary if you've been there long enough, coffee pots, TVs, radios, batteries.
Mike, hold that thought. We're going into a break. Mike Parsons, Vin Fenella, USAPrepares.com, Life Inside Prison, the reality. When we come back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time. time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just received an email this morning from Grace Thorne. She and her sixth grade class will be with us here at USAPrepares.com asking college-level science questions on Thursday. Of course, Dr. Richard Allen Miller will be answering the questions. That's next Thursday. And there's a meetup Monday. Where did the towers go? Dr. Judy Wood will be with us for part two. She's doing a live teleseminar with a PowerPoint presentation, and she will be answering questions. Hopefully we won't get thrown out of Ziggy's again, but that will be Monday. Dr. Judy Wood, Ziggy's, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri, 5:30. The seminar is absolutely free, and you can meet a whole bunch of your instructors, USAPrepares.com instructors. Mike Parsons is with us, and we're talking about life inside prison. Mike, you mentioned that it seems that prisons seem to target small communities, and I can tell you that you're absolutely right. Back in the 1990s, a private prison tried to take over a little town that I lived in Virginia. And when I found out about it, I rallied the troops and made a lot of noise. Went on the radio and we actually defeated them. We kicked that private prison out of our community. And the town fathers, the county wanted it, everybody wanted it. And it was a rough fight. It was a really, really rough fight. But we did win. So you're absolutely right. They tried to tell you how many jobs they're going to create. In a town of 500 people, they told us they were going to create 110 jobs. Now, obviously, class, when you think about this, you may think that 110 jobs, that's great, you know, in a small community. But who's to say that you're going to get that job? Who's going to say that those jobs go to the residents of that little town? Think about it. So, and then your town will be known as, oh, yeah. That's you live in that town with the prison, right? Think about it. And then the other thing that I really took a lot of heat about was I said that prisoners have friends like the prisoners. And that's absolutely true. Prisoners seem to have friends just like them, and they come to visit the prisoners. So now Mike Parsons, who is a good guy, has friends just like Mike Parsons. I am a friend of Mike Parsons. So I believe that people in prison have friends just like them. Mike, do you disagree or agree?
I totally agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I took a lot of heat about that because people said, you know, how can you say that? How can you say that they're going to be a bunch of bad people hanging around the prison visiting the prisoners? How can you say that? And I said it's because people like them, meaning, you know.
Vincent, at my first parole hearing, the parole officer that was over the unit that I was in went to the parole officer that was judging to determine whether or not they would grant me parole, and he went to her and said, look at this guy's file. The guy shouldn't even be here. This is so wrong. And then all of the people there that were speaking on my behalf, I had two retired FedEx DC-10 captains. I had a retired assistant comptroller for the Navy. I had business owners from the community. These are all family and friends. These were the people that I associated with, a first vice president of one of the largest banks in the area. And all of these people were there saying that this is a travesty of justice. This person shouldn't be here. We ask that he be released immediately. And the lady said, yes, I recommend that you be released immediately, and that's what I will put forward to the panel in Nashville. But I must tell you that we've gotten one letter of opposition to your release. And we couldn't imagine who that would be. It was the district attorney who I had a federal lawsuit against prior to the trial for abuse of power and basically trying to railroad me when I had proof that he had attempted this criminal act. And his letter basically described me as the most dangerous man in the state of Tennessee. And that he wow. believed that the sentence was proper and that I should be kept in prison for as long as possible. Now, this is a guy who's taken an oath, and under the code of ethics, he's required by code of ethics in the Constitution of the state of Tennessee to do the right thing at all times, even if it shows that at some point that what they're doing is wrong, they're supposed to stop and correct it. But they can't, because these are political goons that are there because people of means put them there. They're their tools. And because I was such a threat, and I was a threat because, number one, I could not be extorted. I spoke the truth. I was not corruptible. I didn't care about the money. I didn't care about the power. I cared about my family and my community and about cleaning house.
Mike, hold that thought. Let's talk about poison. In prison.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 Avon is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I want to read an email that I got about the last time Mike Parsons was on the air with us. It says, Vincent, your last interview with Mike shedding light on the prison industry and the rampant corruption there was enlightening and alarming. I wonder if they aren't doing brain x-rays on the prisoners as some type of experimentation. It seems everything they do is to make money. It is certainly not for the health of the prisoners. I also found it telling that Mike saw no prisoners over the age of 62. The food conditions, flu shots, and vaccines seem to be doing their work. Alex Jones has been saying that life expectancy in the USA is dropping. Many of our children now have diets exactly like the prisoners. I believe that all school lunches and fast food are variations of pink slime and lab-made chemicals. Most of the students at my school eat nothing but chips, Cheetos, cookies, and they drink soda all day. That is from a teacher who is a USAPrepares.com instructor, and she will remain nameless. Mike, poison in the, or do you want to comment on that?
Well, the prisons system is an industry. The fact is in Tennessee, every prison has an industry, including the manufacture of Shaw hardwood flooring in East Tennessee. If you buy the hand distressed, rub, scraped hardwood flooring at $2.50 a foot, there's an inmate making 30 cents an hour. That's a top wage job. They're hand doing that for 8 hours a day. Instead of going down to Mexico and getting slave wages or China, they do it right here because they incarcerate people that are not threats to the community, and they keep them in these houses of hell for long periods of time, and they guarantee in these private prisons that the state of Tennessee pays for, they guarantee them 95% occupancy. By law, there's a law in Tennessee that they guarantee the CCAs 95% occupancy. In other words, they have to generate inmates for their slave labor camps. The prison that I was at, they made the license plates for the state of Tennessee. They also made scrubs. So if you see a doctor or a nurse walking around with blue scrubs, they're probably made at the Henning Hotel. Now, I was fortunate. I was able to be assigned as the yard man, which was a job that most people didn't want because I was outside walking around all day picking up trash along the fence. I was outside the wire for the first 10 months. And I had the benefit of also, because of my nature and spirit, I was able to interface with the animals. I had three litters of cats that I raised. There was one litter of puppies that I raised. And I'll refrain from discussing what some of the guards did with these animals, but there's a certain amount of humanity with the inmates in that they all seemed to want to sneak out some food when the cats would sneak into the yard and they would feed the cats. We actually even had skunks that would come up and eat out of your hand, as well as one gray fox. And those were things that might seem odd, but the ability to interface with one of God's creatures that is not corrupted, that is just trying to survive and is looking for anything that it can in the way of compassion from another creation of God, was an amazing thing. And these are the things that I spoke about when I would go to the church's meetings. I would talk about these things, and I would encourage people to go out and try to do these things and get back to God, get back to the creation. And it changed a lot of people, their perspective of their incarceration. It gave them an escapism, as it were, to be able to deal with the confinement. Because it's a living hell when you're locked up like that and you're used to being out and being a free individual, it's not a good thing.
Mike, I've never shared this with you. I haven't even shared this on the air. When I lived in Virginia, I moved to Virginia, and there was a company called Shaw, the same company that you're talking about, and this was a rug manufacturing company. I'll bet you it's the same company. And they gave up manufacturing in a small town that I lived in Virginia, and they just abandoned the factory. So after about a year, I went to the town fathers, and I said, I'll tell you what, there are a lot of, no, not less than a year, less than a year. I went to the town fathers, and I said, look, there's this huge factory, and it's in town, but it's sitting there empty. I'll tell you what, why don't you guys write a letter to Shaw, tell them that you will forgive all the taxes on that factory, and I will take my computer company, and I will give 49% of it to all of those laid off factory workers, every single one who wants to participate. I will train them for 6 months on how to run a computer company. I will train them from top to bottom. We will be manufacturing computers. I will give them half, almost half of my company for free as long as they stay. And they will be owners. They will have shares in this company, my computer company. And we will become a little gateway, you know, like Gateway Computers at the time. And they laughed at me, Mike. They literally laughed at me. But here's what happened next. Shortly after that, there was this prison that was coming to town. and it was going to go in that old Shaw building, Mike.
They took your idea, Vincent, because the powers that be, the governors of the state of Tennessee, are the partial owners of every one of these industries. There are state senators and representatives that are partial owners of each of these industries. It's all about lining their pockets. They took a Walmart in the town close to where I was staying. It was an older Walmart that had been shut down. They built a new Walmart. They converted, they took the inmates and they converted the old Walmart into a new jail for that city.
That's what I'm talking about. This building was like the size of a Walmart, Mike, and everybody was in on it. And I'll tell you, Mike, it was the toughest thing to fight. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that it was so hard to fight a prison coming to the center of our little town. It was almost impossible to defeat it. It took radio. It took going on the radio. It took advertisements in the newspaper. It took meetings. I almost got fired as a school teacher because I got involved with trying to stop this prison coming to our town. And what I said was, I'll tell you what, if our community wants it, fine. But if they don't want it, it's not fine.
It's the justice system.
I said, let's bring it up to a vote, and we'll have three public hearings on it, and then after that we'll have a vote. And if our community, our little town, agrees that this is what we really need to have, then I'll back off. But until that, I'm not backing off. And, Mike, it was an unbelievable fight. So, anyway, we won. But let's... I hear your doorbell.
Sorry about that.
I hear your doorbell. Hey, Mike, poison... in the prisons. Are the prisoners being poisoned with chemicals added to their food and their water?
Yeah. The jail and the prison both were tainting the food. And just before I was sentenced in the jail, they literally somehow, now I'm a retired licensed general contractor. I've held every mechanical license in the state of Tennessee. I was a heating and air conditioning contractor and consultant. They somehow piped in natural gas, which has captain, which has a distinct odor, into the ductwork, which by design, that can never happen with the furnace, unless you've got a big hole in the heat exchanger.
Right.
Well, for 2 days, they were piping natural gas into the cells, and everybody was getting sick, and we were complaining, but yet they acted as though they were so incompetent that they couldn't just go shut the gas off. And finally, they got it stopped. But how much exposure to that natural gas do you have to deplete your oxygen level? I actually requested an oxygen level test. And, well, they reluctantly did it 2 days after they put the oxygen back in and shut down the natural gas. And so, of course, my readings were close to normal. They weren't high. They weren't normal, but they were in the low normal. But the reality is that this is what goes on, and people don't know about it, and those people, when they find out about it, they have the authority to do something in the administration. They do nothing. They do nothing because they don't want to have the state or the county or the city held financially responsible. And that's what it's all about, circling the wagons and covering for the evil. And in every one of these small towns, I guarantee you, there's a Masonic order that's running the prison. In Tennessee, the Masons run the prisons, and one of the people that I interfaced with there, that was over my unit, he was a Mason, and I confronted him about the things that were going on, and we had a very brief discussion about faith, and he did not believe in God, and he believed in supporting the power, which he believed was Lucifer, and he was vocal about that, and he said, Mike, I don't think he deserved to be here, but virtually every guard and everyone in the administration here is part of the Masons, and if you go against one of them or if they take a dislike to you, I'll have to side with them, and things are going to be really, really hard, so just stay out of their way, and I'll try to look out for you and make sure that nothing happens to you. At the end of the day, he would side with the evil and the power. He's made his choice. His test has been handed out, and he's received his diploma. At the end of the day, at the end of time, his accounting will be satisfied. His account will be rendered in that category. Everyone has an accounting. Everyone has a choice. There will be a test for everyone. You have to choose. Will you step out of the boat and stand for good and righteousness and honor and truth? Or will you follow what is the perceived power and be doomed? There's your choice.
Mike,
everyone has a choice.
Mike, what you just said connected some more dots. When you said Shaw, Shaw Hardwoods, Shaw Carpeting, that connected some dots for me, as I discussed. But when you said the Masons, that connected some more dots, and I'll tell you why. I lived in a small town in Virginia, and really, there were 500 people in the town. And I knew a lot of people because I lived there 18 years. And many of them were Masons. And the Mason, the hall was, you know, a mile down the road from our farm in town. Here's the point, Mike. The Masons were for the prison. You're absolutely right. I couldn't believe it. And the Masons are the town fathers. Those are the movers and shakers, the blue bloods, the royalty of this little hamlet in Virginia. The guys who wanted the prison. The guys who were willing to step on their friends and neighbors and trash the entire town for their own personal gain. It's disgraceful. Boy, my blood is boiling. I'm glad we have a commercial break. Mike and I will be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies. And batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be slight.
One of today's hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Mike Parsons with us. Mike, you know, I was thinking back to a bunch of our meetups, and we used to have a former cop, a former local cop, not Springfield, but a small town. And he would come to the meetups, and he didn't want people to know where he lived, because he put people in jail. Now, my question to you is, do the guards use their real names? Do they have name tags that say, you know, their real names on them? Do they have their first name, their last name? But as we continue this answer, Mike, are they worried about retaliation? And why do they put guests in the prison system so far away from their homes? Can you tie all that together, please?
Yes, the name tags that I saw had the first initial and the last name, and some just had the last name only. They do not want people to know where they live simply because of the retaliation, because a lot of these guys in prison have family and friends outside that would seek to, you know, even the score, so to speak, as it were. They move people around in the prison system as a form of punishment to prevent the family from having easy access to their loved ones. It is merited out without exception in many cases. Just because a guard doesn't like you or one of the administration doesn't like you, in my case, the warden at the prison I was at did an administrative transfer, an emergency administrative transfer, which is in the policy. He can, for any reason at all or no reason, ship anyone out of his prison immediately. And he ordered that to be done to me, and I got the word, and I called a friend of mine who called the lieutenant governor of the state and reminded him that they had an innocent man in prison, and they were trying to ship me away from my family and away from my resources. And the lieutenant governor secretary got on the phone to the person over the prison system, and within 30 minutes it stopped. Now, that was all the help that I got the entire time from anybody within government. But the government, once you're in the system, you're their property as they view it, and they have the right to move you anywhere the reality is that most people cannot afford to call home when they're across the state lines. From here, I could call relatively locally. It would cost me $3 a minute. Okay. If I'm calling to East Tennessee from West Tennessee, it would be $6 a minute or $9 a minute or $10 a minute, depending on the zone. How many phone calls can you make at that rate? How many people whose loved one doesn't have you there to help contribute? How many of these wives out there can, you know, paying the bills, taking care of the kids, taking care of all these other things, can afford to have their husband call? Very few. Very few. And that destroys a lot of households and a lot of marriages because without communication, you know, it's a problem.
Who's profiting,
that,
Mike?
Do that intentionally.
Who's profiting at $6 and $9 a minute?
Yes, it's and the prison system has a private company that does the phones. That's why the inmates are willing to take the chance and pay $400 to get a cell phone that their family can reload minutes on, because the risk is outweighed by the cost. And if they get caught and they get, you know, moved around, they don't care. They'll spend another $400 and get another phone, because it's more important for them to talk to their family than it is as to where they're located. Because the state of Tennessee is almost 500 miles long from point to point. It's closer for me in the Memphis, Tennessee area to go to Canada in a straight line than it is to the farthest points of Johnson City, Tennessee. And for a person to come visit their loved one from Johnson City, Tennessee to Henning, Tennessee, it's a 10-hour drive if they're going the speed limit plus. And then to stay in a hotel and then to drive back to go to work, it doesn't happen that frequently. So they do that to merit out punishment and to separate you from your resources and to break you financially. And then if they want to take all of your fighting your case like me, they keep moving you around so that they can go through your stuff and steal all your documents and paperwork and see what your case is and eliminate the pertinent things that they see. So you've missed filing dates. You miss appeal times. You don't have the communication that you otherwise would have, and so you lose your appeal.
We need a new bill in the Missouri State House of Representatives that says, one sentence, phone calls in and out of prison cannot cost any more than a typical phone call at X cents per minute. Mike Parsons, we got to do this again. We have to do this again. There's so much information that you have to share with us outside of prison that we need to know. Will you come back?
We'll do it. Be glad to.
Mike, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. Class, please stay tuned for hour number two, Roy Birdsong, Inside the Cellular Telephone Industry. We'll be back in just a few minutes after top of the hour news.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest: Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.